thank you for subscribing to Podcast One Premium.
Do you know what this is?
It's stimulating, mind-expanding, the in thing. It's the hula hoop of the jet generation.
Podcast1.com presents celebs, pop culture, fashion.
No one gets to tell me not to curse.
Oh, and some of that, too. This is Brandy Glanville, unfiltered. Now, here's Brandy Glanville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Brandy Glanville, unfiltered. I'm here today. I am queer today, and I am going to cheers today because I'm not going to throw up in the pod today.
That's great news.
Isn't that great? Is that the grossest thing you've ever seen in your life?
No, actually.
I can't even believe you watched. Why would you want to watch me throw up?
I wanted to be there to help you if you needed help. I wasn't watching you throw up. I was just standing patiently nearby.
It was very uncomfortable for me.
Oh, okay.
Then I guess if I ever throw up again, don't watch.
I wasn't watching you. I wasn't looking at you.
You know what sucks? It's like, it wasn't like a good throw up. Like I was getting rid of calories or a meal or something.
Okay, I was going to say there's such a
thing. No, yeah, of course. But it was like, I was so anxious. I'm never talking to dead people again. I've decided I'm done with dead people.
Yeah, no. They're dead. Why do you need to talk to them?
Well, clearly they have something to say to me. But I'm done with dead people.
Good.
Done and done.
Like Bruce Willis. He's out.
No, Bruce is a friend of mine, so he's not dead.
No.
Well, he's not fucking dead. What are you talking about?
In the Sixth Sense?
Oh, okay, yeah. Hi, Bruce. he married one of my best friends.
Oh.
Yeah, exciting. I was at the wedding. I was one of two people at the wedding. There was only two of us at the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been an honor.
It was an honor.
Yeah.
Right? It was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. Unfortunately, I found out the morning we were leaving that my husband was having an affair.
Oh.
But I said, put it away. It's not about us. Right. We got on a plane and we went and we had a fucking spectacular time.
See, that's what a good friend does.
Right? And I even wrote a speech and I put all of his movies in the speech and I rhymed it.
Like a rap.
It was a rap, but I spoke it.
Spoken word.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
I wish I could have seen that. Do you have a video?
I'm sure there's a video somewhere. I'll ask Emma. Because I took a lot of time on that speech. I put all of his movies in and I made it about how they met. And I'm a lyrical miracle.
Okay. Brandy Glanville, the lyrical miracle.
It's true. Okay, so I have to tell you something else.
Okay.
I took my little girlfriend. I always say little because she's short and she's young. And so she's little.
Right.
But I've been friends with her. We realize now we've been best friends. I have 13 best friends for 8 years. And I took her to sushi last night. And you know how you make up like stories for people that are waiting on you? Like what they're going to do after they leave work.
Make up stories for people who are waiting for you?
Waiting on you.
Oh, like the waiter?
Yeah, like the waitress last night.
Yeah.
She was really, really boring.
Okay.
And so we were making up a story. I said, well, Care Bear, I call her Care Bear. I said, what do you think she's going to do when she gets off work? And Carrie's like, I don't know. Carrie's a stoner, so she doesn't say a lot. She's like, I don't know, man. And I said, you know what? She's not going to do anything. She's going to go home and she's going to go to sleep. She's not going to watch a movie because she doesn't care. Like this woman was so bland. She was going home to go to sleep.
That's so sad.
It was so sad.
Why don't you guys give her a more exciting life if she was so bland
in reality?
She gave
it to herself. Trust me. That was not... I feel sorry for her.
Maybe she's like into weird stuff. And late at night, she like puts on her leather and...
Nope. Okay. And I'll tell you something else. She pissed me off.
She a bad waitress?
No. Well, yeah. I'll tell you why. You know, I've waited tables. I've been a hostess. I've done it all. And this bitch... I ordered sake.
Okay.
Well, I like my sake.
Hot or cold? Or room temp?
Hot.
Hot. Okay.
Yes. I like it all. So she said, and I'm waiting for the sake to come. And I was like, excuse me, did you forget I ordered sake? She goes, oh, I'm going to follow up on that. I didn't say, did you forget? I said, can you check on my sake? She's like, I'm going to follow up on that.
Okay.
How the fuck... Are you not going to take responsibility for the fact that you didn't enter my order into the computer
and
you're blaming it on someone else when you clearly forgot?
Yeah.
So you're placing the blame on the bartender instead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally going to steal that from her.
Also, it takes like 30 seconds to grab the probably jug of hot sake and pour it into a little ceramic glass.
Yeah, it's not rocket science.
No.
But the thing that she said that really upset me, I'm going to follow up on that.
Yeah.
What? You didn't order it.
That's definitely a way of passing the blame, I think. Yeah.
It is 1,000%. And that's why she's so boring and she just went home and went to bed.
Okay.
I have way better stories for people that don't forget my sake.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So that was it. So we had a really good birthday dinner last night. And now my agent and my friend from last night are going to the LA County Fair, and I'm here with you.
Oh. Well, we could do fair stuff here. We could make funnel cake.
We can?
Well, we could go to the store, buy ingredients. Not in here, though.
Yeah.
Cotton candy. We could go get cotton candy.
That's true.
Carnival rides or anything, but...
I actually don't like fairs.
Oh, okay.
I'm just feeling like they're leaving me. Even though I'm invited, I'm feeling FOMO. I'm feeling left out.
Okay. But they invited you.
Yeah, but I can't go to Pomona.
No,
I have to be in Beverly Hills in this fucking pod where I puked and I'm having anxiety again for the first time since I left this fucking pod.
Right now?
Yeah, but I took out Xanax. It's going to kick in and I'm going to be so awesome. It's going to be epic.
Yes.
It's going to be epic. How's the hip-hop dancing going?
It's going good. Starting another workshop here coming up soon for another performance in I don't know how many weeks, but a while. So, yeah. Started taking some classes at a new studio, Millennium.
You copied me. I told you about Millennium before. Yeah. So now you're like...
No, well, my instructor who teaches at 3rd Street here also teaches at Millennium.
You know that you just wanted to do what I did.
To be perfectly honest,
I forgot
that you told me about Millennium. Yeah. But I knew that he taught there and have known.
Subconsciously, it was
true.
In the back
you know
of your
what?
Head
right.
And you fully
I thought
copied
of you
me.
The whole time.
Well, let's not get
while
aggressive.
While dancing.
That's just weird.
No.
I have a crush on a boy.
Okay.
And, oh, you know what? This is so stupid. I've been saying that for 2 days. I like a boy.
Okay.
A man.
You, like, really like him. Is this a person
Jeez.
You saw a couple nights
yeah.
ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a date night. And we're going out again on Saturday.
Okay. But he's a little different than the other ones.
He's a little different. He's different. Yeah, he's different.
What's
he
special?
Is. I don't know.
About?
It's like he bossed me.
Oh.
And I liked it.
Like wouldn't put up with your shit or something?
No, like bossed me. I'm bossy. We
okay.
all know that.
Yeah.
I boss everyone. But he was like, sit over here. And I'm like, no. He's like, sit over here. And I was like, why am I listening to you? And I liked it. And it was just cute. And he kissed me in a public place.
Oh.
And I don't kiss in public.
Okay.
Ever. Until I do. And then I do. But it was aggressive, and I was uncomfortable on all levels, and I liked it.
But not so aggressive as to where you were like, this is not right.
There no, was like, he wasn't going to beat me
okay.
up after.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. It wasn't like I was going to get, well, I mean, who knows what's really going to happen. I mean, he drove me home. His car drove itself.
Like he didn't even touch the steering wheel?
You just have to tell it what to do.
What?
It's like Knight Rider, but it's like really fancy.
That's fantastic.
It was also, he's like, pull out, go left, and it came and picked us up.
What?
I know!
He's like Batman.
I know.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
I'd marry that guy.
And we're not getting married.
What,
I'm not marrying
car?
Anyone.
Well, I'd be in a nice relationship with that man.
I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's just try to make it to date two.
Okay.
That's all I want to do.
What does date two entail?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
But he's very bossy. He's like insisting on picking me up, and like I don't let guys pick me up because
usually
that's
you're
their
like, no,
way
I'll drive
to drop
myself.
Me off to get in because they know after I drink they're going to be more attractive and they might get lucky.
Okay.
So I don't generally let guys pick me up or drop me off. I'm like, I'll Uber to you.
Right.
Oh, I'm breathing heavy again.
Thinking about that man's getting you a
no,
little
no,
hot
no,
and bothered.
No. I think it's just anxiety. But luckily my Xanax is kicking in.
Okay.
So there you have it. He is cute. And then, you know when it rains, it pours. It's like there's no guys that I like at all. And then all of a sudden, there's like four guys that I like.
Right.
And it's so annoying, but it's all at the same time. And I feel like if I'm going to like someone, I should just put energy into one person.
Okay.
But unfortunately, right now, I have energy for more than one person.
Are you listening to that song, It's Raining Men, a lot recently?
I don't,
on
but
the drive
it plays
home today?
It plays in my head.
Put it on.
I said that last night. I said, why is it when it rains, it pours? It's like there's nobody and then there's too many people. And then, yeah, it's so weird.
That's not a bad position to be in, though.
I mean.
To be wanted?
I'm just happy that I like someone.
Okay.
Because you know me, I'm like, okay, next. So I don't like people that often.
You can't really divulge too many details about this person.
I don't want to scare
okay.
him off.
But oh, okay.
He did ask me for my books, which scares me because I gave him my books.
Okay.
And then I'm like, fuck, I gave him my books? How stupid. Research. Exactly.
No. Well, he already knows who you are.
No.
You don't think so?
No. It's like, Housewives is like, but no, I didn't tell him my last name ever.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, listen, whatever. He now knows a lot about me.
Right.
Everything.
Because it came up in conversation that you've written these books.
Yeah. Well, because when we first started talking, he goes, what do you do? And I don't really like to say I'm, you know, a reality right. television personality because that just is weird. So I say I'm an author.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I write, you know, and I have a radio show, even though it's a podcast. It's not really radio, but not everyone knows what a podcast is.
It's like internet radio to a degree.
Okay. So there you have it. And so I said I was an author. He's like, what kind of books do you write? And I'm like, memoirs. Like, it's just crazy. It's about divorce. And he's like, what are the names? I'm like, motherfucker, I have to, like, really say what I wrote. And then I gave them to him. And he said he was going to read them on a flight on Sunday to Germany, which he lied because he called me. And he was like, your mom sounds really sweet. I'm like, hell no.
He's reading the books.
You're not allowed to read until Sunday. Because our second date is Saturday.
Right.
And then he can know all the crazy shit I do.
Here's the thing, though. If he keeps the date after reading the books, isn't that a good sign?
I don't know. I do not know. The best thing about him is his name. And I'm going to tell you off the air what it is.
Okay.
Because, you know, everyone calls me BGZ. Because, you know, that's my rap name.
Right.
He's got his real name sounds like a rapper. And it's actually his name.
You can tell it to me here and I'll just mute it and the people won't even know.
Okay. His name is...
That's his name.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Because it came up on my TV when he called Time Warner. Thank you. The one time that Time Warner is fucking good for anything.
It's true. We canceled our cable.
I hate Time Warner.
We don't even need it anymore.
It's so stupid.
You got $300
a month for what? This channel is not available right now?
Right.
It's so dumb. Oh, I feel so much better. That was like therapy. Woof. Yeah, that was good.
Just gotta get stuff out.
Can we get some more like single comedians in here? Let's have Theo back and we'll talk about the sex we had.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would he be open to talking about the sex that you guys had?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. You never know.
I'll ask Kirsten.
Yeah.
He'd probably say yes.
Yeah, he probably will. We're still friends, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm really good in bed, and they don't really want to say, let's not ever do that again. But then at the same time, it's like, whoa.
Now, are you good at doing that? At being like, I actually kind of want to hang out with you, but I just don't have sex with you anymore.
Yeah, I'm really good at that.
See, I feel like guys have trouble feeling like, oh, wait, well, what? But if I want it, then I can't just call you? And you're like, no. You can't.
Mm-mm. When it shuts down, it shuts down. That's a friend box. Like, once they go to the friend box, they don't get back into my box.
Unless you open it yourself.
Right.
Right.
And then I have to invite them to be, and that's more of a booty
vampire.
Call.
You can't come in the house unless I invite you.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, I remember that with Kiefer Sutherland. Like, mm-hmm. Boy.
I just watched The Lost Boys again for the first time.
I love that movie. Yep. Star, she was so pretty.
She was.
She is. I mean, she still is.
She's on that sitcom.
Still Standing, I
think it was called.
I don't watch TV anymore. Sorry. I mean, not really.
I will say Jason Patrick in that movie.
Oh, hot.
Most handsome man there's ever been.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he could bite me anywhere. Anytime,
maybe
anywhere.
Not 2016 Jason Patrick, but 1987.
I'm not mad at him. Listen, like, guys lose their hair. It's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got beautiful eyeballs.
That's true.
And he's him.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
And the two Coreys.
Legendary. Oh, yeah. I was never into them.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's legendary and sad.
That's true.
Yeah, it sucked. Didn't one of them die?
Corey Haim, yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah. Let's not talk about death. We're not talking to
we're
you
not
guys, people.
Doing that
we're
anymore.
Not doing that. We're done with dead people.
You're cut off.
Get the fuck out. I love driving, and I get Shayla back today.
Oh.
She's my car.
So that was a short rental period then?
2 weeks.
Oh, it was 2 weeks?
Yeah, are you kidding?
Oh,
Shayla is everything to me.
What kind of car?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
Because I'll sound really pretentious and fancy. But it doesn't drive itself, I'll tell you that.
Prius?
I don't have a Prius.
Okay.
I want to have a Prius, though, for my commute to school mm-hmm. and back. But then I realized that I don't want a Prius because I'm in a little car now. And I feel like if someone were to hit me, we would all die. And I mean, we by my children and myself.
Right.
And so I realize I like having a big car that guzzles gas. She's a whore.
Yeah.
She's a hooker for gas. Okay. Like straight up hooker.
Yeah.
And I love that word too. And I got a hat that says hooker on it and okay. I was wearing it. And then I realized maybe not the best look.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love it.
Okay.
But yeah, Shayla's a hooker for gas. And, but you know what? She's my hooker.
Yeah.
No one else puts gas in her but me.
And if you needed to like break out of a gate, you could yeah. just drive
oh,
straight
she
through.
She is. We hit an Escalade and we just backed into an Escalade. I was like backing out of the parking lot, going 0 miles an hour. The whole side of the Escalade taken out. My car, two scratches. Didn't even look like I had an accident.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, you're a gangster fucking bitch. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what she's in the shop for.
2 weeks for two scratches. That's
you know what? I know, but that's, well, it's just weird. Thank you, Mercury Insurance, for making my life better and worse all at the same time. Can you tell I'm a little hyper?
It's great. That's good.
And I took as a half a Xanax. So yeah. I think that I'm having a little anxiety, but I'm good. Okay. I'm in a good splice.
You're harnessing
it? In a splice. I'm in a good splice.
It. Good splice?
I'm in a good splice.
Splice.
I have sad news for you, though.
Okay. What is it?
My friend Carrie is moving to New York on December 1st.
Oh, no. The one that you just went to sushi with?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to miss her. She lived with us for a while. I always have, like, move one of my friends in. It's just who I am. And my kids love her. And she's such a good girl. And, but it'll give me more reason to go to New York.
Yeah. Yeah. How often do you go now?
When I was doing Housewives, I went all the time for like the Watch What Happens Live and Upfronts and all that. And since then, I've only gone like, I think twice for book stuff.
Okay.
And it's a little sad because I really, ultimately, if I could have any life, half the time there, half the time here.
Hmm.
I would be bi-coastal and not just bisexual.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. We needed to have this talk anyway, you know?
It's true.
It's something that I needed to get off my chest. We needed to just be back to our normal little zen.
Right.
Right, yeah. So.
But that, look, you asked if that was the grossest thing that I'd been around, and no.
It's pretty gross. I don't understand why you, like, watched me. That
I didn't
watch.
It was
stressing
like
me out.
Standing right next to you, like, staring at you with my arms crossed in front of me. I was in the back of the room.
Nope.
Holding napkins.
You did not need to be in the room. You should
just
have just
case.
Let me, like, puke.
I have a need that I feel like I want to help take care of people.
And okay. But sometimes girls don't like when guys watch them puke.
Wasn't watching you puke. I was listening to you puke.
Oh, I could never have an eating disorder. That sounds really horrible, but
okay.
I could, because throwing up is the grossest thing to me. I would rather anything than throw up. Not
okay.
anything. We need, like, you know what I mean. Throwing up, like, even if somebody's like, oh, you drank too much, make yourself throw up, I could never do it. I would just rather sit there and be miserably hungover than make myself puke.
See, there are times where I get sick, like, or you have a little stomach bug, and I'm like, ugh. Oh, I wish that I could just get rid of whatever's in me, and it happens, and I feel so much better.
No. Yeah, no. I will hold it down. I will lay down. I can't. It's the grossest thing to
me. You went a long time.
I puked for a while.
You kept it down for like an hour.
Yeah, I was trying to get rid of it, but it just, you know, they creep up on you.
It's true.
Every time you talk to dead people, it's like a fucking panic attack and shit. No more. I got a TMZ alert that I am having issues with the IRS.
Okay.
And there's a lien on my property or something like that. But the truth of the matter is, I'm just going to clear this up now.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a business manager that takes care of my finances.
Okay.
Which I have the podcast, the wine, the shows, the books. So there's a lot of different income. I was working for a magazine for 5 years, and nobody takes taxes out.
Right.
So I pay pretty much half of what I get to the tax man.
Right.
And it's just been like that every year.
Yeah.
I paid 2013. I paid 2014. This year we haven't done it yet, but because they're still working on it. Thank you, Ed. He's dead. I talked to him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dead.
Don't talk
Damn
to him anymore.
Yeah,
talk
okay.
to
no, he's actually very sweet.
Okay.
And so my business manager goes, oh, I think you overpaid in 2013 and 14. I said, oh, awesome. He's like, I think, you know, this is, I'm going to redo, I'm going to amend your returns. I said, oh, great. He goes, okay, so you didn't overpay, you underpaid. And I said, what are you fucking talking about? Mm-hmm. He's like, well, you know, I amended it and then I turned it in. I'm like, why did you turn it in? And so he found that I underpaid by like $111,000. So I fired him, okay. Obviously.
Right.
Duh.
Yeah.
And I got new accountants. And they're redoing them. But in the process of redoing my returns, anything over $50,000 is a lien put on you.
Okay.
Of some sort. But I'm paying them monthly until my returns are done. So I sent them like 20 grand. And when the returns are done, if they're right, I'll write a check and they'll have their money.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it until I find out if it's right.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Like, why would I do that? I'm not going to just send the money and then like hope to get it back if it was right, wrong. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. That's good news. You know,
I owed a lot of money to the IRS.
You
just
do,
on a much smaller scale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen.
I grossly underpaid.
Oh, really?
Then I had to owe a lot of money. Yeah.
On purpose?
On accident.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's what accountants are for. If
true.
I could do
we
it myself, I'd do it.
Yeah.
But I can't. And so that's why I pay people.
Honestly, I someday hope that I could just pay a lot of people to take care of things that are annoying.
Right? I mean, yeah, I have a new assistant, speaking up.
Okay.
She thinks we're best friends.
Is that a bad thing?
I mean, I like her.
Does she text you randomly like, hey, let's
all
hang out?
All the time.
Okay.
Like,
she shouldn't, as your assistant, she shouldn't be like, hey, what are you doing? Let's hang out.
Yeah. No, it is. She's making me take her to dinner tonight.
Just because she's bored or something?
She's just new in town. She's very, like, I like when people boss me in a weird way.
Okay.
Because I'm the boss of everyone and I have to be bossy with the kids and with the work. And she's a little bossy.
That's not so bad.
I know. I like it. I think. But she's very bossy about Snapchat, and I don't understand Snapchat. It's really fucking annoying.
I don't get it either.
No. And she's like, you're not good at it. I said, no shit. That's why I hired you, is to do it for me. And she's like, I can't do your Snapchat. I said, sure you can.
Right.
But apparently she can't. She, I don't know. You have to, like, be in it yourself and, like, view. It's so stupid.
I don't have it.
I did my first one by myself last night.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if it was right. I don't know how to view it.
At the sushi restaurant?
No, after. I came home to study for the podcast, and I had my reading glasses on, and I thought it was a cute look.
Okay.
And so I thought I would try to snap it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it worked, but I did record something.
Okay.
Let's check and see if Lindy has texted me today. I mean, I woke up to like 16 texts from her.
Okay.
And she only works for me every other week. But we're besties. It is what it is. You know, listen. Oh, I have a new hair guy too. Hey, Gorge. He's so gay. I love it.
That's a new best friend?
My new hair guy.
Your new hair guy.
Hey, Gorge. So I looked up the colors and it's hard to tell online. So if you could snap a shot of one that you ripped out, would be amazeballs. Thanks.
That's your new hair guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like him. I was texting this morning with Andrew Cohen from... you know, Andrew, mm-hmm. You know, Andy.
Yeah.
About how epic this season of New York Housewives was.
You're liking it.
I loved it. It was a fucking mess. And the girls were cracked out of their minds. And it was awesome to watch.
That sounds pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I did not watch it, unfortunately.
He's like, it's great, right? I'm like, better than ever. Don't change a thing.
Now, we had Melissa on the show, right? From
we
that
did.
Show?
We had well, there's been a lot of housewives in here when you weren't here.
I imagine.
Yeah. You were not here.
I still get my feet warm in the housewives world.
Yeah. It's more of a gay man's thing. So
okay. That's
why, you know, the guy that's not dead that we don't talk about anymore, my boyfriend that's not my boyfriend, Ray, my ex-producer who I really enjoy
mm-hmm.
a lot. He was good. He knows all the house. He knew everything.
And his wife had him watch it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what he said. See, I feel like that's an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind
of true,
though.
I have a straight friend who's like all about housewives shows.
Really?
Yeah. He just loves reality TV in general.
He might be gay. It's a question mark.
Sometimes we wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I think everyone's gay, so that's...
Do you think I'm gay? Do I seem super gay?
No, but it's really weird... Looking at you without your glasses, you seem blind. It's like, it's bizarre.
You said that on Tuesday.
It's like, your eyes are too light, And I like the glasses. Can we have the glasses just when I'm here?
Okay. I'll make a note. Let me put that in my my notebook here.
Okay, perfect. Because it's throwing me off.
Some people, have you ever noticed when they take their glasses off, they have tiny eyes?
No, I'm but like, some people have pig glasses? Eyes. You know, like little tiny pig eyes?
Like little black eyes?
No, they're like just like either close together and super little, and they look like a pig eye. Like, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever. Now I'm going to see it today. Yeah.
You're going to see it. You're going to see it. You'll be like, she was really cute, but she had pig eyes. So, yeah, I talk a lot about other people. I make up, you know, stories like I told you for our waitress. And I make up stories for just people in other cars. And I imagine where they might be going, what they're going to do later. I see a red truck every time I drive home. And mm-hmm. it's a work truck, but it's like a classic. It's an old one. But he parks it on the street. There's a gas can. And he actually uses it because sometimes it's gone. And it's like a classic.
Okay.
So there's a man in a red truck on Woodcliff that still drives that truck and goes to work.
That's kind of cool.
And then he parks that classic car, and I love it. And it's not like in the best shape, but I love this truck. I want to steal it.
You should talk to him.
I'm going to leave a note.
Can I buy this truck from you?
I don't want to buy
it. Will you give it this truck?
I want to know his story.
Okay.
And why he thinks it's okay to park that truck. It's a classic. It's like an old GMC, like probably 69.
Okay.
I just like that number. But I am obsessed with this truck, and I have a picture of the man in my head. And him going off to work, and he's...
I think this is the idea for your fourth book. Everyone has a story to tell. Fictionalized stories for real-life people by Brandy Glanville. You can make up anything.
People I really can. Yeah. Listen, I have a vivid imagination, and when I like something, I like it. Okay. And I tend to obsess on it a little bit.
I think we all do that.
Yeah, that's good. And there's another classic car that lives across the street on Woodcliff, and it's a Woody. And somebody drives that one too because it moves, but it's a really nice like turquoise Woody, but they don't wash it. They don't keep it up.
Is it Brian Wilson? Do you live next door to Brian Wilson?
I don't know. You mean from the Beach Boys?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought he'd drive a Woody.
I just bit my tongue. I would suspect that too. Yeah, probably. Right. And then John Stamos like.
Yeah. Just pops like, in every once in a while.
Yeah. Get like hitches mm-hmm. and a Hawaiian shirt outside. Yeah. You know, I've been to John Stamos' house.
It is nice.
There's a lot of Disneyland paraphernalia in the yard.
Interesting.
Like big.
In the yard.
In the yard. And a girlfriend of mine used to date him. He doesn't have kids.
No. Just likes Disneyland stuff.
Yeah. He has a lot of Disneyland stuff at his house. And he kept on telling my ex-husband, because I was with him at the time, how good looking he was. Oh. And I'm thinking, pot call kettle. We were like in a good looking house. It was a very.
Don't stand too close to each other. Otherwise, a black hole
will open.
Something's
going to happen. Yeah. This is not allowed. Two very attractive men telling each other how attractive they are. It was a phenomenon.
That sounds like an episode of the Outer Limits.
With Disney characters.
Yeah.
You have no idea the life I've lived well.
Look.
You really don't.
There's a whole history here that I'm just getting
I have stories that I can't ever tell you.
But it's called Brandy Glanville Unfiltered.
I don't want to die.
Okay.
I have a lot of stories. I've lived a lot of life for being 25. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much has happened.
It really, I mean, I've done some crazy shit, and now I'm having panic attacks when I don't do anything crazy anymore.
That's true.
It's so bizarre. I used to do all this crazy shit and no panic attacks. I think it's an age thing and the fact that now I'm a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I could actually lose them or they could lose me. Like right. There's a fear.
That makes sense.
Maybe. I'm trying to figure it out. You told me that I should take a Xanax in the morning.
Okay.
And then one at night.
Just, yeah.
I mean, that's more than my doctor told me to take. I was like, okay, they're 1 milligram, but it's pretty strong. So I'm not going to do that because I have to drive children and things.
Yeah.
But I appreciated him pushing the meds. I was like, this is my kind of man.
Right.
Pushing the meds. He opened the Xanax. He looked at them. He's like, yeah, one in the morning, one at night. I'm like, I have a new doctor. Because I'm not supposed to take that much of it.
That sounds like a lot. I don't take it, but I can imagine that would just lay you out all day.
If you're not anxious, it does.
Yeah.
If you're anxious, it just kind of
brings you back down
to normal. Look, I took a half now and I'm still super hyper and jacked up, but I'm also drinking e-boost, which is my favorite thing. It has a lot of green tea in it and there's a ton of caffeine.
Oh, there's caffeine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's the best thing ever.
It's pink.
Well, they have a lot of different flavors and it is my friend's company. So I am giving it a little shout out, but it is hangover cure number one.
See, I got those. Yeah.
And if you're getting sick and you drink two of these after you have food, because there's a lot of vitamins in it and some people get nauseous, but I have a really strong stomach, except for when I puked here the other day, and I don't need to eat food before.
See, I do.
See, yeah.
If you
would have
to. You want
to
see me throw up, bring me one of those.
Yeah,
with no
vitamins,
food,
yeah.
And you can then stand and watch me puke.
Yeah, you know, whenever I take zinc and it's not after the day, I usually take my vitamins at night and not in the morning, because you get a little nauseous. But whenever I take zinc, man, I have to hold that throw up down.
You take your vitamins at night?
Yeah. You have to take your vitamins at night after you eat, so that when you're resting, they can work on your body while you're resting.
That's what my wife does.
Yeah.
On
see?
Empty stomach. And
I
then
like
goes
her.
To bed. I'm like,
what,
I would
how does
puke
she have an empty
15
stomach?
Minutes into sleeping.
She ate the whole day. She had to eat something.
She forgets to eat sometimes. She'll be like, I haven't eaten since 10 a.m. and it's now 7. And I'm like, how did you do that? I've just been running around doing stuff.
I feel her that on that. Like for the first half of the day, I'll be like, did I eat today? Nope. But I get hungry and then I eat. I don't ever go a whole day without eating.
That's good. I'm always thinking about when I'm next going to be eating.
That's what most guys do.
Yeah.
It's like food, sex, and sleep, and money. That's
pretty
it.
Much. I try not to think about money that much.
Yeah. I mean, you're simple. I like it, though.
I come from simple. I'm a simple man.
You're simple. But I mean, men are simple creatures. Let's be honest.
It's true.
Like I said, I have two little men. I know what they want. They want food, they want entertainment, and then they want sleep and sex and money. That's it.
Well,
I mean,
not
my
sex
kids
now.
Don't. Well, I mean, who knows?
It's true.
Yeah, who
one's
knows?
Get,
13.
Getting, yeah.
13. I'm sure
he's
I'm
there.
Sure that's all he thinks
he's
about.
There. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Sorry.
I know that's all he thinks about. We talk about it.
That's
we have
healthy.
A great relationship.
That's good.
He is my man and he's almost as tall as me. He's going to be huge.
You can play basketball?
Unfortunately, he does not.
Okay.
He it's like a baby, like a puppy who's really big and like falls over his own feet because
right.
he hasn't grown into him. He's like that. He's like a gazelle. Like
Yao Ming was like that for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, I mean, we have hopes, but, you know, he's just this little gangly, cute puppy.
Okay.
So he'll get there. The little one can do everything. Like he's like, we went to soccer on Saturday and you know, it's like all the kids play and everyone. Jake tackles people.
In soccer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we say, go get the ball. So he gets this look on his face and he just goes in and he doesn't care if he goes down. He's playing tackle football. He's playing football like European, like American, but he is aggressive.
Like rugby.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he go out with his arms and tackle people, or does he just run into them and knock them over?
He just runs into them, and so it's like...
Because there's a slide tackle in
exactly,
soccer.
Exactly.
He's got a master of the slide tackle.
He is a master of the slide tackle.
Okay.
And I see it on his face. I'm like, oh, that kid's going to go down. And all the parents like it. They like when Jake tackles people. Because
really?
We don't win that many soccer games.
What if it's their kid?
We're not good. No, because I talked to the parents on my team.
Okay.
They're like, yes, Jake. That is so wrong. We're cheering on violence.
Yeah, well.
But we don't win a lot. And sometimes you just want to win. And
it's
so
true.
If you have to tackle people.
By any means necessary.
Yeah, you got to go down. I think we won one game last year.
That sounds like my little league baseball career.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay, though. It is what it is. It's okay. I enjoy talking to you and taking half a Xanax.
Yeah.
And telling you everything.
So, look, this brings us closer together as a team.
It does. Yeah. I've been meeting today at 4 at the Civic Center.
Okay.
With my agent.
You're just going to kill time in this neck of the woods?
Oh, no. I can't go to my agency like this. I don't look cute. I don't get ready for you.
Oh.
Or
you look nice on Tuesday. I know you weren't feeling good, but I was like, oh, Brandy looks nice today.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I got ready, and then I had a panic attack. Okay. So that day I got ready for – I get ready for girls. I got ready for Corinne.
Yeah.
I really like her. And I read her her short about Becky with the good hair.
Yeah.
And she got a lot of hates on it, her comments, but she's right.
She's coming back. She's coming in on Monday.
I know. I'm excited. Yeah. I love her. I feel like I want to read all of her books, and I could sit and talk to her all day.
I think she would. She feels the same way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. I did see her out front, and I'm sure you heard about this, as I was waiting to leave, and I was like, "You don't want to hug me. I have puke in my hair."
she didn't tell me that.
She came forward, and then she backed up, and then I was like, "Listen, trust me. You don't want to hug me."
Okay.
And she felt horrible for me. Yeah. I could tell.
She did.
She thought I was leaving because she was late. I said, "I'm leaving because I can't stay."
Right.
So she's adorable, and she Ubered here.
Mm-hmm. We recorded a little bit for her show.
That's what I said. I go up there and record something because I couldn't.
Yeah.
I go, I laid on the dirty ground.
Go and do something I can't do.
Take the baton. Go to the finish line.
Finish the race.
You can do it. I can't. Cunt is my new word.
Yeah, that's the British pronunciation.
I can't.
Right.
I'm like, you're what? Oh, no. What? No.
They use that word pretty freely.
Yeah. I personally think that anything you say with an accent is great. You can say whatever
I agree.
You want.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, Americans don't say the C word.
Right.
British people,
yeah.
Go wild.
Right. Yeah. But there's two words that I won't say. I don't say the N word and I don't say the F word, as in for a term for gay people. Yeah.
I agree on both of those things.
Okay, but here's the thing. My kids want to know why, when they listen to my music, because I'm a rap aficionado.
You don't listen to the clean version or you do?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I mean, really, they've I'm their mom. They've heard the F word before. Let's be clear.
That's true.
But the N word, I don't sing it. And they don't understand why, if it's in the song, that they can't sing it. I said, just because you're going to go to jail. That's what I said. You'll go to jail.
Here's a lesson.
You
say
will
it,
go, you to, go jail. To jail. I don't have an explanation
teach
for
that
them.
In schools. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to go to jail or you get shot.
If you say this?
You're going to jail. That was a really good one on my part.
That's a solid one.
Because I don't have an explanation for it.
It's just not ours.
It's not ours.
Yeah.
And even if you put it in a song, it's just not ours.
That's right.
Right. Right?
Yeah. I agree.
I'm
comfortable
with
100%.
It across the board.
My friend, we went out together. And he said that to me, like, as a term of endearment. My said it to me.
Oh, wow.
He's a black guy.
Oh, well, he can say that, but you can't.
So I said, I'm honored. I didn't know how to respond because I was like, he said it in such a, like, endearing way.
Oh,
like, he
sweet.
Really meant it. And I was like, I'm honored.
Yeah. You're like, all you're thinking about is, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail.
I'm glad that I haven't made it. Because even sometimes growing up, like, I had friends in high school who were white kids who said it.
And
I never made a
habit of
saying it.
I've had sex with black men and I don't say it. And they say it freely. And I've had sex with two black guys. I mean, relationships, I guess you could say, more so. Yeah. They're hot, though. But they said it. I still didn't say it.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't matter. You can't say it.
I wouldn't say it.
I will go to jail. I will go to jail. Me either.
Yeah. That's a good rule to live by. You will get in a lot less trouble.
Yes, you will go to jail. It's just not yours. So just think of that. So my kids really do think that they will go to jail.
Good.
Yeah.
They should.
I mean, that's all I got for them. That's all I got.
If you can remember one thing by the time you're an adult.
You will go to jail or someone will kill you.
That's right.
Yeah. Such a good parent.
Monday, America's number one singing competition, The Voice, returns with new superstar coaches. 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. Then, Kristen Bell and Ted Danson star in the hilarious new comedy, The Good Place.
You, Eleanor Shellstrop, are dead.
Cool.
You're in The Good Place.
The Good Place, special premiere after The Voice, Monday on NBC.
I really am a good parent.
I believe you.
But sometimes you just don't have explanations for things.
I don't have kids yet.
Right.
In the next couple of years, maybe. That's one of the things I think of the most, is I'm like, what happens when I don't really have an answer?
This is a good one. I always say, let's Google it.
Yeah, right. If it's a science related, why is the sky blue? Let's check it out.
Let's Google it.
Yeah.
That's a good answer, and it kind of covers everything. When you have a son and he asks you about why he gets an extender penis, that's a really...
That was the terminology that came up.
That's what he thought.
Okay.
You can't say, let's Google that, because it's just a little weird.
No, that's too
much. And then porn pops up,
and then
it's a lot. So... you just have to explain to them this about stimulation and
you're getting older.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, their hands have been in their diet, like on their penis since they were born.
I think that's
always.
What boys do.
Yeah. It's like, so I get it. Now I'm like, I have a better understanding of men, even adult men, because of my children. Because
adult men are really just grown children.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are all kids.
You're right.
I know.
My house is filled with comic book
stuff.
And a giant present you got your wife. Some like big giant.
It is a statue of Jack Skellington from The Night Before Christmas.
Yeah, you're fucking weird.
She loves that movie.
She loves that movie. You guys have weird figurines and she doesn't eat. Wow.
No,
she sounds like a winner.
She forgets to eat when she's busy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. She's got to eat.
She's a good. She's
get her some chicken. You know what I had the other day? Popeye's chicken.
For the first time in your life?
Yeah, because I'm like a KFC girl.
Okay.
So I had Popeye's and it's really good.
Isn't it good?
It's crunchier than KFC.
Yeah. The little popcorn chicken?
I feel like I love the popcorn chicken. You know, if you put the popcorn chicken in the refrigerator mm-hmm. and you wait for the heat to go out, it gets crispier.
Really?
And the wait like 4 hours. I used to, when I was pregnant, I would go drive 8 miles to KFC.
Okay.
I would get a Sharpie. I would get like 4 popcorn chickens, large ones. I would put Brandy's on it. Now, mind you, I only lived with my ex-husband and a housekeeper. And I would put it in the fridge. And if anyone touched my popcorn chicken, the world was going to stop. I was going to murder someone. And I basically lived on that and Del Taco my whole pregnancy, both of them.
That's why your kids are so great.
Yeah, they're spicy mm-hmm. and they're attractive yeah. and they're smart and engaging. Jake's got a little OCD and I enjoy it. It's really cute. He doesn't forget a damn thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't go hand in hand with OCD.
It does a
it?
Little bit, yeah.
Well, what am I thinking?
He obsesses on things.
OCD does.
Yeah, he doesn't have ADD. If you say we're going here at 12:15, Mom, it's almost 12:15.
That's like me.
It's crazy. And I'm
very
like,
obsessed with
I
that.
Know. But I like it because it just means things resonate with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
It means things are important to him.
Right. Yeah. They really are. But you better fucking do what you say and say what you mean and follow through because otherwise Jake is not happy.
Right. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
if you give your word to somebody. I have friends who are like, I told somebody I was going to do this thing, but I'm going to bail.
No.
Like you said, you're going to do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know you don't want to go out to the bar.
You don't want to get up and go to Target at 7 a.m., but you said you would. Mm-hmm. So you're doing it.
That's right.
And you're miserable, but you're fucking doing it.
That's right. And usually by like 9:30, you're like, I kind of feel okay now. Feel better.
I'm not a flake. And I have a lot of flaky friends. And like I said, I'm taking Lindy out to dinner tonight. I got an invitation to Vegas and I'm not going. And then the guy that I like said, let's go to Cabo. And I was thinking, we've only kissed. I can't really go to Cabo with you.
Right.
Unless we have separate rooms.
Okay.
Right?
Would you do that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Are you kidding? I don't know him. I don't like to share a bathroom with anyone. No way. Nope. You're the only guy that's ever seen me puke.
Really?
Besides my ex-husband.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
To be in that position.
Yeah. It was not good. I don't do that stuff. It's not me.
Girls don't do those
no,
things.
No, girls don't.
No.
We have like pink things and yep. we're frilly and unicorns and cupcakes.
That's
and
right.
It's all beautiful. There's nothing gross about us. But I do have friends that know I get grossed out really easily and do gross things in front of me on purpose to gross me out.
I think we all do that.
You right? do that?
Sometimes. Not a lot.
Why?
Because like there's another show that I work on and one of the girls gets grossed out. So we play like games where it's like, okay, you have to eat these foods because it's not my idea, but I'm part of the group that's doing this.
Well, eating food is not it's not bad.
She gets very worked up about like food. She's very particular.
I smell an eating disorder.
Just
joking.
But it's funny. Like as a game, it's very funny.
Right. Yeah. So how many best friends do you have?
I don't know. You said you have 13?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that one might get knocked off the list.
You said 13 is not a good. That's not a.
Oh,
it's my
lucky number.
It's your lucky number.
Mm-hmm. 13 and 17 and 21.
Okay, I don't know. I have more than one. I have a few.
Okay.
I don't know about 13.
I mean, I listen. It just happens to be. They all put this ring that I have on. They all put $100 in on my birthday 2 years ago, and got me a rose gold and diamond ring.
All your best friends.
Yeah, but because I told them to.
Okay.
Obviously.
It was not a surprise.
No.
Okay.
I like presents, and I haven't had diamonds since I was married. Nobody gives you diamonds when you're not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care about diamonds, to be honest. I'm not that girl. But it's like dainty and pretty, and it just made me happy. And yeah. So I bossed them.
No, so that's actually helpful because I'm a terrible gift giver.
Oh, I'm great at it.
I think I'm a thoughtful person, and I like to
like host people and take care of people, make sure people are happy.
Watch them puke.
But when it comes to, yeah, you know, just be there.
Right.
But when it comes to buying like tangible gifts for people, I suck.
Okay.
Just don't. I'm like, I've been a good friend all this time, right?
Right.
Isn't that gift enough?
No.
Okay. But see, I need somebody to be like, I'm
the best gift giver ever.
Okay.
But I expect reciprocation. So I have my own birthday parties every year.
Right. So
and
people get anything.
Like, and no, because, you know, people say no presents, like donate to charity. No, bitches. I write on the email, don't forget my presents. Everyone knows that I'm like, because I don't get presents. I get the sweet, beautiful, homemade things the kids give me, and I love them, and I cherish them. But I want some real, like, expensive shit.
Okay.
So my friends have to get that for me.
That's probably why I'm a bad gift giver, because that feeling of having to give somebody else a gift back.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, oh, this person got me something, and I don't, like, what do I get them? So I feel obligated to get them something, and I do. But then I'm like, what if they're like, oh, this is really lame in comparison?
Well, I think that just thinking about what you gave your wife for her birthday, you suck at giving gifts. And
How dare you?
We'll help you.
That is a very unique personal gift.
Yes.
That she will like.
She will tell you she likes it. And then she will, every day she passes it in the apartment, she will curse you and be like, what was he thinking?
I think that's true.
Yeah. And she will talk to her friends. Can you believe he got me this? It'll be like a Sex and the City moment. You will never have any idea that she's going to tell you she loves it.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay.
She doesn't. It's a horrible gift.
Okay.
Even if she loves the movie.
All right.
It's bad.
But we like collecting art and sculptures and things.
No, you do.
She does too.
No, she tells you she does, but she doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just next time, ask me before you go out and spend your money on weird random figurines.
But see, I think jewelry's kind of boring. I'm like, how much jewelry can you have?
I think jewelry's boring too. It's like, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
You're going to wear it and like people are going to know you have something expensive and they're going to want to rob you or carjack you and take it. No. I don't need that big old 5-carat diamond ring when I'm driving around. I'm so happy I don't have that ring on anymore.
Right.
And I'm happy it's in a safety deposit box, and I hope that I never have to sell it to pay the rent because I want to give it to one of the kids.
Yeah, see, that'd be nice.
Yeah, isn't that cute? But how do you pick? I guess one can get the band and one can get the engagement ring, right? Because they're both really nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, they're like 150 grand.
Usually those things go to the eldest. Or it's whoever gets engaged first. Be like, look, time's ticking.
Or we could just Rochambeau.
That's true.
Like, we do that at my house a lot. And it actually hurt my hand. Because we do it a lot. What else? So I've realized that I always thought the kids' bathrooms just reeked because they were dirty and gross. And I just don't go in them. And they smell like poop all the time. And it's just those two bathrooms smell bad all the time.
Okay.
And there's no number two or anything in there.
Hmm.
So I have to figure out. And I was talking to that guy that talks to dead people.
Yeah.
And he told me that there's an infestation in the house with like termites, but I think it may be rats or something, but there's something.
Living in the pipes.
Something's going on.
Gotta call a plumber.
Damn it.
Could be coming back up from the tank.
You know what? That's what Lindy needs to do. She needs to handle
right
this.
Now.
She
hey.
Needs to handle this. Let's see how many times she texts me.
There's
since
a stinky
I've been
here. Issue. Take care of it.
She just came out and goes, you know, the bathroom really smells. I said, yeah.
Yeah, then what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. I said, you might want to call someone.
Yeah. Not the Ghostbusters.
No. But I do really like her. She's cute. Oh, God, my stomach. Okay. Taking a quick lunch break. Hope the podcast is going well. That's my boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend.
You already said it.
No. I just like that his car drives itself. That was exciting for me. And he's bossed me, and nobody bosses me.
Is he very handsome?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a great kisser.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. And we kissed in public. Who does that? So crazy.
I do that.
Well, you're married.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time we ever met. And he bossed me and kissed me.
Sounds like a keeper.
Yeah.
No. At least for a couple dates.
Yeah. I'd say, don't get aggressive,
I'm not
honey.
No. You already called me boyfriend, so.
No, I call everyone my boyfriend. I had a boyfriend last night at Roku.
Oh, okay.
He was just a cute guy sitting at a table that kept looking at me. So right. I was like, oh, my boyfriend's here.
Mm.
And he's not really my boyfriend. So when I say that, some people that don't know me are like, whoa, you're a whore.
Maybe that was the waitress's boyfriend?
No.
And that's why she was so crappy?
No.
Because she was like, that girl's...
But the waitress doesn't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
She doesn't... There's no passion in her at all.
Right.
She goes home. She goes to bed. She gets up. It's like Groundhog Day with her.
Oh.
And I hope that she
goes to work at her sushi restaurant place.
I hope that she finds something that is meaningful for her, but I don't think she's going to.
Is it like a fancy sushi restaurant?
It is.
So she has a good job then?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
I tipped her $40 on 119.
Wow.
I'm a good tipper.
Okay.
But it's because I felt sorry for her, even though she forgot my fucking sake. But the whole I'll follow up. I was like, oh, that's a good way to not take responsibility for getting my sake. And
it's true.
There was something about her that resonated with me. So I thought, you know what? She's miserable. We'll just throw a few extra dollars on.
Maybe today she woke up.
Maybe. Maybe she's like, well, you know what?
Thing. She's like, that
I
was
can
my
afford
fault.
Starbucks now.
I can get a Starbucks and I should have got that sake and I didn't do it.
And she recognized and she still was nice to me. That's what she's thinking. She's like, oh, there are good people
she's
out there.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to go into work today. She's going to kill it because she's going to be totally life-changed perspective.
She kept trying to take our shit, though. Like, I like to eat everything that's on the plate. And sometimes, if there's still crispy onions and the fish is gone, don't pick up that plate.
There have been times where people, I'm like, no, I'm still working on that. And they look at me like, for real?
Really?
And I'm like, absolutely. Does it look like I'm kidding?
I'm like, I do not care. I have no shame in my game. I'm like, don't touch anything on this table. And that's it.
Yeah.
She tried to take our shiseido peppers. She tried to take the crispy onions. Get smaller plates if you need to make more room on the table. Yeah. The plates are a little bit aggressive for the table sizes.
Right.
And I think you should just get smaller plates and leave my food alone.
Until I give you permission, leave it.
They have the shiseido peppers that we got them extra well done. And they put Parmesan cheese on them. It sounds weird. It is so life-changing and so delicious.
Wow.
You must try it. And they have a really good happy hour. So if you go, I don't know when happy hour starts, but there's a 2-hour window. I happen to be in there because my dentist is right there and I came downstairs and I was waiting for something. Long story, my retainer. It's cheap on happy hour. You and your wife can go.
I like a good sushi happy hour.
Yeah, the chicken teriyaki. They have a really good cucumber salad. I love that, the pickled cucumbers.
Are you a miso soup person?
I'm not. Oh. I do not enjoy miso soup at all. I do like the miso cod, and I don't generally like any cooked fish.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just the raw fish.
Yeah. Okay. Just sashimi, not sushi. I don't like sushi. I like sashimi solely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yellowtail, all the,
Yeah.
The usual suspects everyone gets. So.
You do the wasabi and the ginger and everything?
No.
No. Just soy sauce?
No. No, because it comes with the sauce. There's ponzu and crispy onions and all that crazy shit on it. So I don't really need to season it anymore.
Right.
But I know a lot of people that do still season, which doesn't make sense to me. But that's not my problem, right?
No, it's not. You can't worry about other people.
I can't boss people in.
Worry about yourself.
into not over seasoning their food.
That's right.
I can't.
They're just going
to
do it.
I want to.
And then when they learn the lesson the hard way, then that's when you say, I told you so.
Yeah.
Or I should have told you, but I refrained.
Do you really need to put soy sauce on soy sauce?
It's true.
And you're going to wake up with puffy eyes tomorrow because you doubled your soy intake?
Yeah.
Or ponzu is very similar. You don't really need to mix it up. Right.
The miso soup, I like the miso soup, but that's just a sodium bowl.
Yeah, my son gets double miso soups. Two bowls of miso soup and rice, and he's happy.
He's young.
Yeah, but the other one likes all the expensive stuff. So I'm like, whoa, let's just take it. Let's order this, and if we're still hungry, we'll get more. Because he just goes, and he orders. He has money.
And I bet inevitably you do get more, because he's a growing boy.
We
and
do.
All they do is eat, yeah.
But sometimes we don't.
Okay.
Yeah. We do and we don't. There's a little Katsuya Izakaya. It's a little baby Katsuya on Sepulveda by my house.
Okay.
It's half the price of regular Katsuya, and the portions are a little smaller.
Oh.
And it's great.
Perfect.
We go there a lot. Okay.
We've come full circle. We started talking about going out for sushi.
Mm-hmm.
We've come back to sushi.
A real pretty little number for me. So this Simply Fit board, my son has taken it over, but
he's
love it.
Okay.
Well, this Simply Fit board is kind of amazing and you can do it at your house. You can do it in front of the TV. Once you get the DVD, I have it under control and I am working my core at all times. It's pretty amazing and it's really simple. It looks just like a, a skateboard without the wheels. It's cool. And my kids are into it. Now I want it back. So I think I need another one. Do you have a pink one? But if you guys want to get fit like me, I'm working on the six pack. I got about 1.5 going so far. And if you want to know a fun, easy way, an effective way to get in fit in just minutes a day, you should try the Simply Fit board. Why do a workout that you struggle with and you don't like going, you have to get in your car and drive, and when you can just do it at your house in front of the TV, it takes 5 minutes and that's it. 5 minutes a day and you could have 1.5 abs like me. I plan on getting more, but I have to do more. I have to get the board back from my kids. The Simply Fit boards help strengthen and tone your abs, legs, and more. There's an arm workout in there. I'm telling you, I made it up. I'm gonna send it to them. The secret is its unique twisting motion and balance board pivoting action that engages your entire core, helping your abs, your legs, and your entire body while having fun. It really is. It's fun. It's great for all body types and all ages. Like I said, my 13-year-old took it over. It's lightweight. It's portable. You can take it with you. Like if you're going on a trip, you can throw it in the front of your suitcase because it's like flat-ish. It's like a little curve to it, but the Simply Fit board supports up to 400 pounds. So order your Simply Fit board now for only $39.99. Plus, they're offering a 60-day risk-free guarantee. So go to simplyfitboard.com/brandy and buy now for just $39.99. That's simplyfitboard.com/brandy for this amazing offer. And you get to pick your color. It comes in all these bright, happy colors. It makes me happy because, you know, when you go to the gym, everything's like gray and black and silver. That doesn't make me want to work out. It makes me want to go drive a car because I think all cars should be gray or black or silver. I don't want to, or white. That colored cars are not my jam. But this is just happy. It's like a happy little thing that you can do and be happy watching TV. Yeah. It's a happy kit. I have an orange one. I'm getting a pink one. Send me a pink one. But the good news is that it really does work your core. Okay. And so my lazy son, who sits at a computer all day, is now fascinated with it, and he's working his core.
There you go.
I know, but I want it back.
That's what happens. You have a cool, fun thing.
I do.
And the kids want to use it.
And it's bright orange, and it looks like it's a toy, and it's not a toy. It's mine.
But you're inspiring them to
work out.
Get fit, yeah.
Yeah. So now that he's doing that, it's like getting him off the computer, and he thinks it's cool because he can kind of maneuver it around and do cool things on it. But he doesn't even realize he's working his core. Right. But I know because I did it before, and you can't move around like that unless you're engaged.
Okay.
And I know how to engage my core because I did Pilates for 12 years.
Right.
So.
And you tell him, be like, look, getting a little older, ladies.
I did.
I love the six pack.
I said,
get it done.
Put your belly button to your spine, yep. Suck it in and up and hang on tight. So he is doing that. He is so cute. Oh, he's going to be perfection. I can't even with my kids. They're so fucking cute. I just look at them. They don't even, I mean, they know it. But, yeah. I mean, it's, they are going to break some hearts. Like, seriously.
Or maybe make a lot of hearts happy. Maybe make some hearts full.
One girl already changed schools because Mason broke up with her.
What?
Yeah.
He made her change schools? Like, well, he didn't make her, but
exactly.
She, just being around, she couldn't be around him anymore.
No.
Wow.
I could see how you could fall in love with him. He's so lovable.
Okay.
He's really sweet. He's kind. He loves animals. He has a conscience. It's like, he's perfect.
He's like that statue of the saint that's like sitting gently with all the animals around him.
Yeah, but he's also a Gemini, so there's another side to him. Yeah.
Okay.
There's two sides to him that is a little crazier and more aggressive, but it balances out. I don't mind it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love them both, and they're so perfect, and they're at their dad's this week, and that's... It's so hard when they go to their dads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a part of you that's going to be like, oh, it's going to be a little less crazy here. And then when it's gone, you're like, oh.
No. It's crazy. I love the chaos.
Yeah.
And then it's like crickets. And I literally have a cricket that lives in my closet.
Why don't you invite your new assistant to come like chill with you for a couple of days? Like besties.
She did last night.
There you
and
go.
Then she was almost going to come to dinner. And I was like, you don't know Carrie. You've never met Carrie. And she was chilling in my bed. She in my bed. She was watching me do my makeup. We're just chatting. She talked to her mom and dad on the phone. She wants to have a party for her birthday on a yacht.
Ooh.
I know.
Now, are you letting her think all these things?
Think all
or
these
she's
things?
Or she's just like saying it, like, you're going to do this for me.
Oh, I'm not. She didn't ask me to do
her. Okay. Okay.
No. She has a plan and I like it. She's very confident. She knows what she wants. That's for sure. I guess I do like having her around. It's just when she started, I told her, I said, listen, you're not my friend. You're my employee.
Right.
And I've made that mistake in the past. I've become very close with my assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a hard time telling them what to do.
Yeah.
And
yeah, see?
Yeah, it's a yeah. problem. So I said that I'm not going to do that with you. And now we're going out tonight.
Hmm.
It's been a week. So yeah, that lasted really. That was really good. I was tough on her. Woo! I
held my
word.
Is that the longest it's ever gone though? There's a week.
I'm still friends with all my ex assistants. Okay. I always get these young girls, and then we like become besties, and then they leave and go follow their dreams. And
they
so,
move on to other things, or you fire them?
No, I haven't fired anyone. Okay. I mean, I have fired people in my life, but not my assistants. I actually like I kind of mom them a little.
Okay.
And then my last assistant he's still my friend. He's like they're all my friends. That's the problem.
See, but maybe it's not a problem. You're helping these people have a good working relationship and then move on to something great.
Oh, well, what time is it? Wait, what time is it?
It is 12:20.
I parked at a meter today because I had anxiety about not finding a parking spot.
Okay.
And then I sprinted. There's a hot guy standing out front and a beautiful young model. Did they have a casting here today for something?
This is Beverly Hills. They just stand around.
No, I've never seen these two people before. Okay. But he was cute. He was my boyfriend.
It's
for that moment, I was at the meter.
Uh-huh.
But then I saw that this girl was stunning. But I ran past them to get here for fucking back.
You ran
You're
here
married.
So we could talk and
it was therapy.
Now look, yeah.
It was therapy.
It's
I really need to get my car back today. I really miss her.
That's where you're going after this?
No, I'm going home to take a shower because this is my I didn't shower outfit, and I'm trying to trick people into thinking that I'm going to go to the gym because I'm wearing gym clothes.
Athleisure
and
wear.
It's okay that I'm dirty in gym clothes because there's a possibility
you just came from the
that
gym.
I either came to the gym, but I'm tricking myself.
It's true.
Because I think, listen, if I wear this, maybe I'll do something and then I'll have an excuse for not going. I didn't shower for Eddie. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I put on workout clothes and I'm faking it. Like most people in Beverly Hills, and it drives me fucking crazy.
It's true.
And I'm one of them. I just did it today.
It's okay. We're all hypocrites on some days.
I don't like it. I really like to be true to who I am, but today I lied.
That's
my
all.
My outfit is a lie. Unless I go home and I work out, then I'm legitimately 100% true.
Then it's for real. Then you could just go to the store after that.
Yeah, and then I don't feel bad, right. And no one's thinking about
and
it.
If somebody gives you the eye, you're like, excuse
what?
Me.
Hello, I work out.
I worked out.
Duh.
Yeah.
I don't have to shower. I have workout clothes.
See,
Lululemon.
I can't do that. I can't go from working out and then keep those clothes on and go somewhere because
oh,
I'm
you sweat a lot. You have
disgusting.
Big thighs and you're what do you call it? Stocky.
Stocky. Okay.
Yeah, that's
I was waiting
word.
For the word as your arms were sort of widely over. What do you call it? It's a big bone. It's a
no. You're stocky. It's like you're like Jakey. You're built like my
yes, I'm not very tall.
Son.
I mean, I'm not
no,
super
not,
short, but I'm just
yeah.
broad.
You just have big thighs and big, you're husky.
Yeah, a little husky.
You know those jeans in Target and you're getting them that says size 10 husky. That
right.
means, hello, you're fit, you
a
have a fat
leg
kid. That's what it means.
Okay.
That means type 2 diabetes is a possibility and you need to put your kid on a diet.
It's possible.
I think about that all the time because Mason sits in front of the computer and eats junk food half the day. Even though he's tall and lanky, and I could never have fat kids because they just it's not in their genes.
Okay.
But I still worry about their little hearts and their.
But you're at a certain age. They're still young though.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm gonna get him out of the house and do something with them. Who knows?
Podcast1.com wants to congratulate the Lady Gang for re-signing to do another year of amazing podcasts,
which means you get plenty more of this.
Are you a Beliefs? Weirdly. I'm always he was in Leopard. I love him.
But remember, we're not just about the single ladies. We've got a real housewife named Heather Dubrow.
I'm just going to be me, and the people that are interested will follow, and the people that aren't won't.
And a hot mom in Adriana Costa.
Hawk a product. One thing you can't live without right now, or we shouldn't live without.
Kylie Lip Kits.
Check them all out for yourself now on the Podcast One app, iTunes, or at podcast1.com.
Well, this was a great show, just talking to you and not puking. That was awesome. If you want to know about me and all my sexcapades, you can read my books. The guy that I went on a date with is probably reading right now. I'm getting ready to cancel the second date. drinking and tweeting and drinking and dating. P.S. Social media is ruining romance and I'm obsessed with it. Yes, I am. My Chardonnay. Get it. And if it's not in your store, ask them to order it. It's called Unfiltered. It's an amazing Chardonnay. I just got my case yesterday and Lindy and I, my new assistant, we had some.
Good. See, that's how she knows she's, oh, it's a cool boss. I get to drink here.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. I'm a really cool boss.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I hope that we get shit done. I hope that she serves her purpose. But the boys
2 weeks from now,
already
you're like, oh my God,
her.
Nothing's happening. We're
the boys are in love already.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Yeah. And she drives a safe car and she's a good driver. So I trust her. That's all that really matters is protecting my little minions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is that. Next time I'm in this pod, Kirsten emails me a lot.
Yeah.
And next time I'm in here, when I check the one of 18 million emails she sends me, mm-hmm. I will tell you a really good story that I probably shouldn't ever tell anyone.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about it. It's a good one.
The next episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the next episode. That's Dr. Dre.
Yeah, right.
Whoa. All right. I'm out. Peace out, motherfuckers.
Thanks for listening to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Download new episodes at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.